For a few years in the 1980s, the Rainmakers seemed like a band on the verge of major success. Critics waxed enthusiastic about songwriter Bob Walkenhorst's ability to combine thinking man's humor and incisive social commentary. These are two qualities that have seen songs such as Government Cheese, which examines the U.S. welfare system.
Give a man a free house and he'll bust out the windows, put his family on food stamps.
And the somewhat lighter Let My People Go Go endure across the decades. But Walkenhorst says he can't take all the credit for the timelessness of those songs. Much of that, he adds, comes down to the listener.
You know, that's the interesting thing about songwriting. It's like you're not writing an essay. You're not writing a novel. You're writing usually three verses and a chorus. And the listener gets to apply the last layer of meaning to it. So songs that have a political or a social commentary to them, they're really a framework for the listener's specific thoughts. So a song that I wrote during the Reagan era can still have meaning so many years later, because while the details of the events and the situations of our society may change, people get to apply their own details to it.
In some ways, Walkenhorst's songs came from a place that set him apart from many of his peers. He was about a decade older than many of the songwriters emerging in the mid-1980s, and his worldview had been shaped by the values of pop icons such as Bob Dylan, Pete Townsend, Paul Simon, and John Fogerty.
If you're writing a song and it's 3.5 minutes long, and if you are lucky enough that people are actually going to listen to it, well, hey, you've got 3.5 minutes of people's attention. Give them something worth thinking about.
The farmer, he got wild. The bricklayer got plastered, the mechanic he got tanked, and the construction worker got blasted, and daddy beat up mommy and broke her collarbone for good luck.
And if his connection to the Woodstock generation helped him develop a social conscience, Walkenhorst suggests that it's his geographical base that has shaped his humor.
I think when you're from the Midwest, there's a certain no-nonsense, but yet a wink and a nod about life. I think that life can be serious, and when you're from an agricultural area that's at the whims of the weather and disaster, you know, the life has its ups and downs, and so you have to make a sense of humor.
I was praying last night when an angel broke the light. He said, I'm gonna have to put you on hold for a time.
I found that when I finally got my focus as a songwriter, the things that tickled my imagination were the blending of serious subjects and humor. And you can look back at Mark Twain. I mean, that's pretty much what he did. I think that's that Midwestern sensibility that we all share. That, yeah, life's got some serious moments, but it can also give you a grin.
With 30 years of writing and recording behind him, Walkenhorst says performing in the solo acoustic setting or with the Rainmakers reminds him that although he's never earned a large fan base, he has written songs that have stood the test of time.
I'm really grateful for my song catalog. It's like being on stage with a bunch of my best friends. These songs have made my life very interesting and comfortable.
Bob Walkenhorst performs at the Donut Hole Saturday night. For KMUW, I'm Jed Bodwin.
Children, spend it on the ones who need it the most. Take your